today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brother and sister, salamu alaikum and welcome. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the Minab's innocent school years.
Morning light through the window came. Little voices called each name. Books were open, dreams were wide. Hope for sitting side by side. But the sky grew dark that day, and the laughter slipped away. In a silent classroom now we stand, holding candles in our hands, names of children in the air. Every whisper is a prayer. Though the war can break so fast, love is stronger than the blast. Little stars we see you shine in every heart for all of time.
Today is Monday, 6th of Zilqa'dah, 1447 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Ordibehisht, 1405 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 4th of May, 2026, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless these moments by recitation of verses 1 to 3 of chapter Al-Fat from the Holy Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا.
Indeed, we have given you, O Muhammad, a clear conquest.
لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
That Allah may forgive for you what preceded of your sin and what will follow, and complete His favor upon you and guide you to a straight path. And that Allah may aid you with a mighty victory.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Quranic exegetes disagree on the interpretation of a manifest triumph. Some of them attribute it to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and some others regard it as related to the conquest of Mecca, and all of them have substantiated their views with certain traditions. The significance of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah lies in the fact that it served as a prelude to the conquest of Mecca and its ensuing remarkable triumph. Furthermore, to that time, polytheists solely entertained thoughts regarding Muslims' perdition and did not recognize their position. Nonetheless, following the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, they recognized Muslims, and such recognition served as a great triumph in the socio-political scene.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya
the memory of the schoolgirl of Shajara Tayyiba School in Iran. We look at the cowardice of the act. There is a special kind of cowardice in targeting a school. Those who carry out such attacks know that children are defenseless. They know that schools are not fortresses. They exploit our collective hope for peace as a weakness. No ideology, nor grievance, and no historical wound can justify the murder of a child sitting at a desk or a teacher holding a piece of chalk. To attack a school is to admit that one cannot face armed opponents. And so one turns to the unarmed. It's the act of those who have lost all moral ground. History will remember such deeds not as bravery, but as the ultimate surrender to savagery.
United States and Israel, during school hours, struck a school for Iranian girls. The current death total is up to 115 people, almost all of them children, some of them the teachers. The United States and Israel have two of the greatest militaries in the entire world. Our ability to act with precision is unmatched. Why would they bomb a school for girls? Why would they bomb a school for girls in the south of Iran? Did one of the Ayatollah's daughters go there? No. If she did, does it matter? Should children suffer for the crimes of their parents or grandparents? No. You bomb a girls' school when you're trying to kill the bloodline of a nation. You bomb a girls' school to horrify that nation, to terrorize parents, and to cut off the future of that nation. 115 girls who would grow up to someday be, maybe, 115 wives or mothers are no longer with us. That is intentional. We didn't need to bomb that little girl's school. The IRGC wasn't running covert operations out of that girl's school. They weren't hiding in that girl's school. What was in that girl's school was part of the future of Iran, part of the future and the promise for the Iranian people, and the U.S. and Israel annihilated it. So who is running this illegal war? And how many more children, civilians, and innocents will they kill while nobody's watching?
It's unfair. And it's cruel, losing all that truly mattered. Lives that loved, lives so pure, torn away before they scattered. Light across the golden years, light they earned through all their tears. A flower ripped before it bloomed. Never reach the sea in the hush of sirens falling. The world forgets to breathe.
The day after the tragedy, 168 benches stood empty. They seemed to still carry the scent of children, still holding the warmth of their presence. In the first grade, a white scarf knotted with small bows, lay on one bench. In the third grade, an essay was open with an incomplete sentence. Today I'm fasting, and the rest of the sentence was never written. Perhaps the child intended to say, and am happy, or and am closer to Allah, the soil swallowing those words. In the cold, desolate halls of hospitals in Minab and Bandar Abbas, scenes unfolded that would forever remain etched in historical memory of this nation. Parents with tearful eyes and heartbroken hearts lined up for DNA testing, hoping to find fragments of their children among the 168 unmarked bodies. Some cried out upon seeing a piece of clothing. This scarf belongs to my Zahra. I embroidered it myself. Others recognized a school bag, untouched and still brightly colored, bought at the beginning of the year, a testament to their child's existence.
Mm-hmm. girls in heaven wondering how we came here in the day. Morning bells were calling softly, then the light just slipped away. One would hear the saying weary, one would teach the words in peace. One would work her father's farm and father's hay and growing seeds. Girls of meaner asking gently, leaders of the human lambs, why were we returned so early? We had dreams within our hands.
One of the signs of the United States' defeat in the war against Iran is the war that struck the heart of the U.S. The third sign of America's defeat was economic consequences of the war with Iran, consequences that directly impacted the daily lives of U.S. citizens. The most immediate and tangible impact was the sharp rise in energy prices. Disruptions to global trade added further pressure on the U.S. economy. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz disrupted the supply of the key raw materials, including chemical fertilizers, fueling widespread dissatisfaction among American farmers across several states, soaring input costs and reduced access to essential materials became a central rally point for the protests. Financial markets were also hit hard because of this war. At the same time, the direct cost of the war with Iran escalated. According to NBC News, the U.S. government incurred more than $28 billion in expenses during the initial weeks alone.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we have come to south of Iran, to the city of Minab, in a school that was bombarded by the American Tomahawk missiles. They bombarded this school with 7 Tomahawk missiles, and unfortunately 167 school children, boys and girls, and the school staff have been martyred in this school. And this is a crime that they cannot escape. They cannot. This stigma is not going to fade away from their faces, and they will be held responsible once in the criminal courts for the crimes that they have committed.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. After we visited the school that was bombarded, we have come here to this graveyard to recite the Fatiha for the souls of these innocent children who have been martyred by the American Tomahawk missiles. And may Allah give patience to the families of these people. We have Makan Nasiri here, who has been martyred and nothing has remained from his body. And he's the only one that nothing has remained from him. May Allah give patience to the hearts of his parents. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. May Allah bless all of you. We meet you soon. Have a nice time.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.